suppose, first of all, Patsy, another successful 5K on St. Stephen's Day for Fun Valley. Is it another busy one over there?
Yes, yes, yes. 500 plus again. And, you know, just pleased about that because obviously so many fun runs and all sorts of runs going on at the moment. So you're pretty pleased about that. And young Sean McGinley out from Glenswally won the event, and he's one of the rising stars in the underage section in Donegal Athletics right now.
Yeah, this is a sort of traditional that we start a review with athletics, Pats, and always there's been a great spread of performances throughout the 12 months right across the board.
Yes, and it's you know, we will mention in case I forget it later, you know, 50 years of Donegal Athletics too was celebrated this year, and that's certainly worth mentioning. And and again, it was a busy season, and that's testament, I suppose, to basically to the work that's gone on since those that early day and that particular day in Cranford and Logues and Cranford when we formed a county board. You know, I was privileged to be very much involved in that. So, and very happy to be still alive and here. So basically, it's a good story and it's a positive story. And yes, this year was a busy year again.
Okay, then let's get into the thick of it. We're going to start our review with athletics and Letterkenny man Mark English, who won a bronze medal in the men's 800 metres at the European Indoor Championships in Glasgow. And that was back in March.
Heading for the bell in the men's 800 metres final in Glasgow. Mark English currently in third position, leading the way at the moment. It's Di Arriba for Spain. It's Jamie Webber, Britain, in second position. Mark English, who's twice won European medals before, in third. Boubet's coming up in his outside. He's got a big fight for the bronze medal at the moment, but he's staying on the inside. It's Di Arriba leading. It's Webber in second. It's a big battle for the bronze. Is English going to hold on? I think he will. English! He's got it, and he's got the bronze. Mark English for the third time is a European medalist, and that is fantastic. Di Arriba gets the gold for Spain, Webb the silver for Britain, and Mark English, 2014, 2015, and now 2019, he's a European Championship medalist, and it's bronze.
It's 100% worth it. It's worth all the training, all the long runs in the winter, all the strength work, and it's a big relief to cross that line and to come away with a medal.
How unusual was the feeling at the start, sharing a lane in a major championship final?
It wasn't that strange because you do it often on the circuit, time leagues and the World Indoor Tour, so I wasn't unused to it, but my plan was just to get out fast and to not be jostling around with anyone, and I managed to do that.
The plan pretty much went as you wanted. Boubet sort of threw a spanner in the works after about 300.
Yeah, I was chatting to Steve beforehand. I said, Boobie's going to make a move with 400 metres left in the race. He did it in his heat. He did it 2017 European Indoor Final. So I had a feeling that would happen. My plan was just to track on him and not let anybody buy me. So I think I managed to do that.
Talk me through the final 100 metres. Facially, you definitely looked to be obviously quite a bit of strain.
It was tough out there. The breathing got quite difficult. It's quite, I don't know what it is, but it's conducive to a tri calf out there anyway. And just delighted to come away with the medal, to be honest.
Especially after, as we've said, the couple of years that you have had with the injury and so on.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. Yeah.
And what'll the emotion be when you get back on top of that podium?
Oh, the emotion will just be complete and utter joy. To have all my family here is an amazing experience. I've met Michelle and Dad and Joanne, or sorry, Dad and Mum and Sharon Bradley coming around the track there, and it's amazing just to see how happy it makes them.
You may or may not have been told this, you're only the third Irish athlete to win multiple medals indoor at European Championships.
Oh really? I had no idea. It's pretty impressive feat.
Yeah, it was impressive for Mark English in March, considering that he finished fifth in the semi-final after being impeded, but was subsequently put through following an appeal. But after that, Patsy, he bounced back and took the medal, deservedly so.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he competed extremely well, and he assesses the opposition very, very well, and he does go into detail on that. So it was a dramatic weekend, in fact, because, you know, he was DQ'd, and then he came back into it, and he appealed it, and he got back back into the thing, and you know, that was the positive. And then, of course, it was in Glasgow. A lot of people from home there, including myself and his family and everybody else. It was a really good weekend for him, and it was a weekend too that set him up for the summer ahead. And it was a weekend that also that he ended up in the World Championships. And you know, we had to be in those World Championships because if he's going to go to Olympic Games, if he's going to be motivated to go to Olympic Games, if he's going to believe that he's going to go to the Olympic Games, well, then it's very, very obvious to me that he had to be in Doha as an athlete. And he was in Doha, and it didn't go well for him. But he's been training well in the States. He's back home for Christmas, and it's all about where he goes now, what he does now, and how does he get himself to Tokyo.
Yeah, so sort of an up and down season for
Absolutely.
Mark English. There
yes,
was
indeed.
The high, and then it wasn't a disappointment, but there was other things for Mark English too, Chris, in the year.
Yes, and of course, you know, worth pointing out, he had a sixth national senior indoor title, and not long after that had the national outdoor title at 800 metres. And, you know, there's not many people from any county who can boast, Patsy, sort of six and seven national titles. It's quite an achievement. And then other highlights, well, of course, that Diamond League meeting in Birmingham, he had a great race there. He came from eighth to produce a stunning finish and a fine time of 1:45.94. And that was certainly one of the highlights of the year. As Patsy mentioned, Doha didn't go according to plan, but the hope will be that 2020 will be another memorable one for Mark English.
Yeah, another man that had a good year was Brendan Boyce. We'll go to the Milford man in the studio because Brendan is from Milford. Ryan Ferry, it was impressive from the man from your part of the country.
Yeah, it was fantastic for him, Oisín. Like, he produced his best ever performance at a major championship in September, at the World Championship in Doha, and he finished in a brilliant sixth place in the Syrian heat in Qatar in the 50k race walk, and he completed the course in 4:07.46, and it was really a phenomenal display from him. You know, he was well prepared for it with his coach Rob Heffernan. They came up with a cooling system to deal with the conditions, which were really difficult to do the walk at in the middle of the night, and really fantastic showing from Brendan. And he had a really, really promising 2019. You know, he's getting a little bit older now. I think he's 33 now, but you know, he's really seems to be breaking records all the time, and a lot of progress made this year.
Patsy, just bringing you in on Brendan before we hear from him after that performance at the Worlds. He's a guy that puts in a serious amount of preparation, so he is.
Well, yes, indeed, and you know, the nature of the event is that's what you do. You mean you're either going to do this or you're not, and it's just it's one of those serious endurance events, ultra to a point. So, interesting. I was thinking about coming in here today. You know, he has progressed through from Rio and all, you know, and he has built on that. And he was very, very unfortunate in 2017. We have to underline that. He was in great shape coming into London for the World Championships. Didn't happen for him. Kicked back in 18, and then 19 we know about now. And, you know, it's interesting. And it means his mindset will be completely, because everything in elite athletics now this year is going to be Tokyo.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's got a good kick out of that. And now when you talk to him, you can see that he's thinking about a medal. That story has yet to be related. So basically, it's given him a great nucleus of base to go into Tokyo. So let's see how that goes. But yes, absolutely, Oisín, he does the work.
Yeah, he was the Endurance Athlete of the Year at the annual Athletics Awards held in the final quarter of the year. Let's hear from Brendan now, and this was his reaction in the immediate minutes after that performance at the World Championships in Doha.
It was actually phenomenally, like, it was actually easy for 40k because I completely just zoned out. I was like, this is a training session, forget about World Champs, this is a 40k training session and a 10k race, and that's the way it panned out, and just happened to be near. I was about, I think, maybe 9th or 8th place already at 40k, and then I was thinking about picking people off then, and you know, just the race plan was perfect. Rob helped me out, he just made sure I was fully confident in what I was doing the whole race. I was getting feedback all the time, and you know, everyone was just bang on the day, and the cooling strategy, everything was perfect. So the result, even our training was so good, like, it didn't matter what the conditions were, I was going to be top 6 or top 8, you know. So it was just the fact that we got everything else spot on as well that the result came.
Brilliant. And having Rob in your corner, obviously a man who's been there, done that, come out with the gold, how important has that been both in the years previously and out there on the course today?
Yeah, it's invaluable really to have someone, probably one of the best, probably the best male athlete in the country, and even his coach is Robert Karsnowski, who is three-time Olympic champion, and he was on the phone to Robert and they were both telling me the same thing, and I was like, Sean, who am I to argue with the two of the greatest world champions in the history? It's like, Grant, whatever you say, I'll do it. So it worked out perfect, and you know, everyone in my corner came together this year and just invested everything I had in getting everything right. Fifth in European Cup at 95%, like, we didn't even aim to be fully fit for that race, so fifth in European Cup, sixth place in World Champs. I'm just so happy everything worked out this year, like, and yeah.
Is this a day where it really makes everything you've done for the last decade worthwhile?
Yeah, I mean, I love 50k. it's kind of, being Irish, it's good to, we just love misery, so the 50k is perfect for me, like, you know, so being out there and being miserable for 4 hours, it's misery's happiness for me. So the 50k, like, when they you're talking about getting rid of it, it's like, no, this is a unique event in athletics. You know, it's even, the marathon is what, just over 2 hours. This is 4 hours. You know, it's a completely different beast, and you have to be fully prepared for it, and it's mentally strong. Like, just, I love 50k, it's the best event.
And this is probably not the perfect time to ask this question, but we're 10 months out from Tokyo, so what does this achievement now make you think about what's possible there?
Yeah. Even, you know, I didn't get the results the last few years that I trained for because I got injured before London 2012 or 2017. You know, my training was perfect. I was training with Rob. He finished top eight. And I was like, I was messing with him that I could have beaten him on the day. And I proved it today. Like, I'm better than, you know, you weren't at your best then. So, you know, I would have beaten him then. And I definitely proved it. And I 100% believe that if I can put another 10 months together, well, I think I'm on top, obviously. So 9 months. And, I'd be in contention for a medal in Tokyo because this is the conditions I love. You know, I'm not as fast as everyone else, but I can just grind for 50k. So bring on Tokyo, man. I want to win that medal.
Yeah, bring on Tokyo for Brendan Boyce. That will be his third Olympic Games. He also had a fifth place finish at the European Race Walking Championships in Lithuania. That guaranteed his place in Tokyo. And he also set a new personal best record there as well. Staying with endurance, and Katrina Jennings is a lady that we know has competed in Olympic Games, but she's been taking on a lot of endurance events this year. Ultra Runner of the Year in 2019, Dermot Doherty has the story. Dermot?
Yeah, that's because she finished third in one of the world's most prestigious and competitive ultramarathons. It's called the Comrades in South Africa. It's held over a distance of 87 kilometres, which is around 54 miles. And Brendan Boyce there chatting about the misery of taking part in a 50k walk and all that you have to go through. You imagine what Katrina Jennings had to go through over those 54 miles and what kind of thoughts go through her head and the battle that she has to get through. And never mind the event itself, all the training and preparation that goes into it. Her time of 6 hours, 24 minutes achieved a podium position and was probably the best result ever by an Irish athlete in an ultra marathon. Such is the status of that event. Then in September, she finished 7th in the 50km World Championships in Romania, breaking her own Irish record by 5 minutes, which is pretty good going. It's what, about a minute every 10k. And then there was a 30km event in Hong Kong earlier this month, and she won that event as well. So Katrina Jennings, like Brendan Boyce, like Mark English, has had great days and days of disappointment as well, and just shows what they're made of, these athletes, that they can bounce back and put in such brilliant performances again.
Yeah, Patsy, what about Summer Lecky this year? She's a girl that we've been keeping a very close eye on over the last number of years. How did she fare out in 2019?
Well, I mean, she's developing in 2019 in terms of an international world-class athlete. So, I mean, that's what that year has been all about. For example, she started the season well with a 184 in the IFAM meet, and that looked very, very positive coming out of that medal performance in the World Juniors, of course, the previous the previous summer. So, you know, everything was good. She won the national senior. She won the national senior under a number of occasions. She's still a very young woman. She, I suppose the best way to say it is she's really, really, she's still competing and learning and learning and learning. And I always emphasise, you know, to become a lead world athlete at senior level, it's 10, 15 years in the making. So, you know, you talked about all of the athletes we have mentioned previous here, they have taken them years upon years upon years to really have that big breakthrough moment. So, look, Summer will have a big breakthrough moment. She's had big breakthrough moments as a junior. Then she went to the European. She finished fifth. She'd be disappointed with that, but she was there or thereabouts in her high jump there. So, look, she won the Belfast International in that year. But, look, emphasising Summer Leckie, a world-class athlete in her age group, under 23 right now. So we're looking at that space very, very, very intently and very excited about this young athlete.
Yeah. Just back to you then, Chris. A lot of local athletes putting in big performances and local events, but we can't mention everybody, but one of the standout would have been Anne-Marie McGlynn this year. She was absolutely excellent, so she was.
Yeah, great story. Of course, she'd been out of athletics for a number of years, came back and really has gone from strength to strength. In February, in Barcelona, the Letterkenny AC athlete, she set a new Donegal record time of 71 minutes 59 seconds in the half marathon. She won the Belfast half marathon, 1 hour 12.58 the time there, getting victory in the women's category. And then she set a new personal and Donegal best on her way to a national second place finish at the Dublin marathon with a fine run of 2 hours 32 minutes and 54 seconds. So it really was a year to remember for her. And then other national titles, just to briefly mention, Lifford Strabane AC member Claire McGuigan, great year for her. Gold in the National 10K Road Championship race in Dublin. And Remelton man Shane Irwin competing in the colours of Finn Valley. Well, he had an Irish indoor 400 metres title at the Athlone IT Indoor Arena.
Yeah, listen, we could go in depth with silvers and bronze because there was such a huge spread of athletes, but listen, we're just sort of marking out athletes who have won national titles, and if we have missed anybody, we do apologise. Let's go to cross country again. I'm going to bring in Ryan Ferry off the Donegal News. It was a big final part of the year for Ireland at the European Cross Country Championships, where they won a number of medals in Portugal under the guidance of a Letterkenny lady, Ryan.
Yeah, Teresa McDade of Letterkenny AC. She was operations team manager out in Portugal. Athletics Ireland had their most successful European cross country championships ever. From a Northwest perspective, we had Omas Roisin and Eilish Flanagan, who were part of the women's under 23 team that won team silver. Ennis Jones, Sarah Kelly was out there as well and ran for Ireland, as did Conor Bradley of City of Derry. And Ireland were unlucky probably not to win 5 medals, as the junior team just missed out on bronze. And, you know, to be fair to Teresa, she's very experienced and has made a great career for herself. And she was coached the senior women's team out in Portugal. And I think she spoke to yourself at the time, Oisin, and talked about it.
Yeah, she did. She said it was a fantastic day.
Oh, no, unbelievable. And at the under-23s and the girls, and they were just unbelievable. And, you know, just think the two of those girls are only up the road in Oma, it's just fantastic. And then obviously then the senior women, and I think particularly I remember sort of saying last year, the senior women, the girls, come on here, this was a bad performance, now we need to get our spot rightfully back here on this on our position on this team. And in fairness to them, they really did live up to the occasion, and great to see Fionnuala Britton and Fionnuala McCormick and obviously Kieran McGeehan leading out that team. It was just fantastic day. But I think the most important thing too, it really sets us up and creates, like, we're going to be hosting this competition next year in Dublin, you know, so I think everybody in Ireland will be in Dublin next year hopefully supporting, and I just think it'll create that interest to get people to come along to Abbotstown next year, that European cross country, and hopefully it'll inspire all the athletes that didn't make the team this time. You know, they're going to be, you know, cutting off the right arm to try and get on that team for next year, and that leaves in a stronger position, and I just think it'll generate that excitement about the sport that's going to be very beneficial.
Big achievements by the Ireland ladies under the direction of Letterkenny's Teresa McDade. Patsy, you've been involved in quite a few international Ireland teams that were at major events, but that was a very solid performance by the Ireland team in Portugal, so it was.
Yes, it was, and it was a good championships for Ireland, really, and the big story there, really, from us locally was the two Flanagan girls from Gartson. They really didn't light the world up when they were growing up in the sport and out of Omagh Athletic Club, as it was then. And, you know, they went to the States, Adams State University, and they've made a great impact. One of them actually won a medal in the Under 23 Championships back in the summer as well. So those two girls are worth a watch, and they're going back to the States, and they'll probably spend their life in the States now because they seem to have engaged that whole environment particularly well.
Yeah. Back to more local athletics again, Dermot, we're going to bring you in because a bit of history was made at the start of November. Husband and wife duo, Kieran and Teresa Doherty, well, they became the first husband and wife to win respective male and female cross-country titles here in Donegal.
Yeah, I think probably the only surprise, Oisín, at that time was that, you know, it had taken Kieran and Teresa so long to actually do that because they have been, you know, so dominant in athletics at their distances and at their events over the years. But yeah, creating a wee bit of history on that first Sunday in November by becoming the first husband and wife to win the respective male and female Donegal Cross Country Championship titles. Kieran running for Letterkenny Athletic Club and Teresa for Finn Valley. And fantastic achievement, and they are an inspiration, the pair of them.
Yeah. Also at the British and Irish Cross Country Championships in Liverpool, Teresa Doherty finished second in a race. She was also on the Ireland team that finished second. Claire McGuigan of Flifford AC crossed the line fifth in the over 35 category, and there was a winner's medal for her in the team category too. And Finn Valley AC's Dermot Michael Carr was also there, and he was on the winning Irish team as well. It's been a very, very good year on the Masters front in athletics, and a big chunk of it has come from the Finn Valley Club. Patsy, what we'll do is we'll go back to you, and you can run through what was again very, very impressive performances on the international stage by athletes from Donegal.
Yes, well, there was two championships of European or world level during the year. One was in Turin in Poland, and the other was in that was in the winter, and then back in the September there was the in Venice for the other ones, and there was quite a lot of that Turin indoor world championships was very successful for people like Mark Connolly, Kay Byrne and Noreen Boner particularly. So they all gained medals, they all ran individually well, they all did team, had good strong team backups, and they came out of there very happy. Then we moved on to places like Vienna, and Noreen Boner was back in the game again. You know, she's been the outstanding female master athlete in Donegal for many years, but we had people like Catherine McDevitt doing particularly well. Brian Boyce was in a really team there that got a medal, and he's a brother, of course, of Brendan's, and that's interesting to note. And you had people like Doria Donaghy, you had Brian O'Donnell, who's consistently performing in the walk at both and wherever in the world or European in his age group. So big credit to him. And then you have, just looking down at here, you have people like, I'm just finding it here. You have Noreen Boner, as I said, and you had Mark Connolly, and they were the people. And
Brian Boyce.
Noreen and Gloria and Brian Boyce was a relay team. So, and Catherine McDevitt is a new kid on the block in the sense of the Masters scene, and she's great enthusiasm, and I've no doubt we'll hear a lot more about her.
She won silver.
Absolutely. And other names that don't particularly come up, you know, that did particularly well in Masters athletics, we had people like, I have it here written in front of me again. Where did I leave it? Here it is. We had people like Helen McCready from the Rosses Club, you know, and you mentioned Claire McGuigan. So, you know, great examples for the young generation, and you know, we just got to keep looking in that direction and hope that it continues. But it's a great element to the sport, and in the overall perspective, in case we miss it in the rush for other stuff here, is other people who did particularly well. John Kelly threw the shot 18 meters 50 in Liera during the summer season in the shot. That's good, and he's just been in Sweden again, and he's continuing to work towards 19 meters. Now 19 meters throwing shot putting out of Ireland, not taking drugs, is a serious bit of stuff. So I mean, he deserves great credit. He's following the scene, and the scene is in the north of Europe, and he deserves great credit. A young fella from Strabane, but he competes out of Lifford as Gareth Crawford in the javelin, and he's the son of Damien Crawford. And you know, he threw 66 over 66 metres in the national championships last year, and we'll be hearing a lot more about him. He's a javelin thrower, so we look forward to bringing stories of him. And then the young underage section, names that jump at me: Niamh Mohan from over by Donegal Town, Lucy McGlynn from over that area, Amy Green from the Rosses, young Kevin Gallen and Jude Crossan from the Lifford Club, and then of course Jack Holian from Letterkenny, Oisin Toy from Finn Valley, and Sean McGinley, who we mentioned earlier. These are the names in the underage section that tend to come up at you. So it's an exciting scene right through the sport, from underage right through to Masters Athletics. And then we're so lucky that we have a couple of athletes competing on the world stage as well.
Yeah, just on Jason Smith, no surprise that he won another title.
No,
Chris,
an eighth World Para Athletic Championship title. That was in Dubai. The event that he's in is the T13 100 metres, and he set a championship record, 10.54 seconds. Phenomenal time for the man from Eglinton. And well, of course, he's legally blind. It's a five-time Paralympic sprint gold medalist, and just quite incredible what he has achieved. Just finally, also, just when you hear all the names that Patsy mentioned there, I mean, for people who maybe are not following athletics that closely, you know, once again, Donegal producing so many great people, huge participation levels here, and, you know, outside, I suppose, of Dublin and Cork, Patsy, I mean, Donegal is consistently up there.
It is, and it's particularly well organised, you know. I mean, as of yesterday, even busloads of young athletes heading to Athlone at Christmas time just to get their indoor season off the ground in the North West Games. So, absolutely, it's a busy thing. And then there seems to be hundreds and hundreds of 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons, and all sorts of weird events. So basically, everybody's catered for. So I mean, it's a great scene out there for anybody. And there's the health aspect, and there's the recreation aspect, and there's the competitive aspect. The competitive aspect, which we have related to here this morning.
Yeah. Oisin, behind all those athletes and behind all that success, the volunteers, the coaches that put in their time, Patsy, right at the beginning, mentioned the anniversary, the Donegal Athletics County Board, and it was nice this year that two names in local athletics were both honoured for the contribution they have made to the sport. Eamon Giles, Ulster Athletics Hall of Fame Award winner a short time ago, and Patrick McGranahan, a close friend and colleague of Patsy's at Finn Valley, winning a Volunteer in Sport Award. And it's, you know, just mentioning Patter, we've been trying to arrange a wee interview with Patter for our sports show on a Thursday night, The Score, and the funny thing is Patter hasn't been able to commit to it yet because he's more committed to a young team of athletes in Finn Valley on a Thursday night. Patsy, that says it all.
Yes, it does. And, you know, he's 80 years of age, just celebrated his birthday, you know, and he doesn't relent. And, you know, Dermot's just trying to get him on the Thursday night. Thursday night is training night, and he won't relent. And I said to him, you know, I want to talk to you. Well, when is it on? Well, Thursday night, and I can't do it on a Thursday night. And this is a man who doesn't be running with a story to the radio at any point in his life. But it's just a great example of somebody that has dedicated themselves. And that's why people like him, and we stand him out there, that's why we have people doing so well, and why we have a live scene, basically.
You know what, Dermot, we'll have to take the show to him. We'll have to go to Fun Valley for it.
And also, just to mention, Patsy has been very much involved in the primary school's athletics over the years. And again, that's a pipeline, Patsy, for people coming through. The whole experience of that big day out in Finn Valley can kickstart many a career.
Aye, and it's an all-year-round thing now, because you have the cross-country kicks it off, then you have the fastest child, you have the sports hall. You know, we try and phase things out, give everybody through all the schools an opportunity. The interesting thing about the schools athletics, which I started back about 1971, is that it was a hard bit of graft to kick doors down in schools back then, but thankfully schools have now realised that athletics, that sport, that's just sport, that play, active play, is vital in the education day of a child, and you know, athletics is part of that now with athletics in the schools.
Just finally then, Patsy, one of the top Christmas presents this year was Relentless Under the Tree,
it was obviously Christmas being Christmas and people buying presents and last minute and stuck whatever, so pleased that it went out the door and it got itself sold, and just pleased that it's all done and dusted, and there are some elements of life, of my life, in it, and so I just, in my head, I just move on from that anyhow. So, but it was a great, great link with Chris McNulty, and we're very pleased, and I'm just so happy that we got it done and we're pleased with it.
Yeah, it's a fantastic read, and if you haven't got it for Christmas, it's still available, isn't it, Patsy?
Absolutely,
you can plug away there now at it.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's available obviously in all the local bootshops in Letterkenny and from the Finn Valley Centre and all that. So, yeah.
Okay, Patsy, many thanks
for
coming
in
today as always and joining us on our review of the year.
It's been a great journey for me, bringing the story, my journey and the story of Donegal Athletics in through Highland each week.